Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
That's nice. Oh, that's real nice.
We're live.
We are live. But should we change the name of the show?
Sure. We'll change it to Picks the World Number One every week.
No, not at all. 10-1. 10-1. He wasn't favored.
Well, if you actually do the math, so you take three other picks, right?
I do.
Put
I do.
So the I take three, same yep. amount of money on each guy,
I do, yeah.
roughly.
Yep.
So you're looking at 6-1.
I made $600 last week.
Yeah.
It's great. I don't know why you hate money, and I still can't figure that out. I love it.
It's
I
not
love
that
money.
I hate money. It's that I don't want to do a golf show where I'm just going to pick a guy everyone knows, like Scottie Scheffler, Jon Rahm. You come to the show for some value. That's what the initial point of it was.
Right.
It wasn't just like, hey, take Jon Rahm. Hey, take Rory McIlroy. Hey, take Scottie Scheffler. It's not.
Why isn't Scottie Scheffler the favorite every single week? I don't really get it.
He will be. He will be at the Masters for sure, too.
You think so?
It'll be him and Rahm.
I think it'll be Rahm up there. But at this point, over the course of the last year and a half, again, I've said this a million times, I'll say again, it's hard to bet against Scottie Scheffler. And 10-1, I will take all day long on everything.
Minus the $300 you spent on the other guys.
Right. But we're all betting money on other guys.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to lose two other guys, three other guys anyways. I don't really care. I just want to win money every weekend, which I did. I won $600.
Sure. And you'll bet on Scottie Scheffler and lose $100 every week. He'll win three or four times a year. And you'll
not, every
not
week.
Break even there.
Not every week. I don't think I'm betting on him in the Masters.
Okay.
I got somebody else.
You don't like his Masters dinner?
No. I saw that dinner today and it makes me hate him.
Very basic.
It is.
And again, I've already talked about this on the Monday morning recap. I don't like Scottie Scheffler. Like, yeah. as a human. He's boring.
He's boring.
He's like a fucking golden retriever. He's a dog.
But he's the greatest golfer in the world, and there's nothing we can do about it.
Because he's
right
got
now.
Nothing in his head, like Brooks Koepka said.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
That's what you need. But he doesn't have like the same kind of like lovability that a Dustin Johnson does, right?
Right. But DJ's doing cocaine on Liv, so we don't have that anymore until
And he's got
the
Paulina.
Sure does.
Some other factors around him, too.
Sure does. Yeah. As always, kids, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. While you're making your March Madness picks here that start tomorrow, throw some golf picks in there. Out of the last seven, I've won three, and I came in second in another tournament. So it's been a pretty goddamn good year.
You've won twice on Scottie Scheffler.
I sure have.
You have.
Everybody should be betting. Like, it's
I'm
10
not
to 1.
You I'm not giving you credit for that.
It's
I'll give
10
you credit
to 1.
For, you called Justin Rose
sure did.
At Pebble. His first win in years. That's great.
Yeah.
That's a real pick.
Sure.
You're getting credit for that.
Okay.
Picking Scottie Scheffler every week, which thankfully you can't this week at the Valspar Bar because he's not going
to
be there.
10-1. It's amazing. Look, anywhere I can get 10-1, I will put money on it. Every time I go to the Derby, if I get 10-1, I'm good to go. Because usually the favorites of the Derby are 3-1. 2-1.
The Derby has 20 horses, right?
Right. Scottie Scheffler still has to beat fucking 150 players a week. It's amazing what he's doing now. I'm sorry you hate him.
I do.
It's a personal thing.
Yeah, it's personal.
I just want to win money. So you can bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. That's up to you.
But here's the thing, right? I'm going to hit somebody at 75-1.
Are you?
And it's going to, I will at some point this year. And I'll make more money doing so than you make on betting Scottie Scheffler every week.
We will find out. I will look. I'm already up on Justin Rose. I think it was 35-1 this when I bet on that. So
it was either 25 or 30-1. Yeah.
35, yes. It was 35-1. So I save all my tickets for the end of the year, and it's a fun little scrapbook that I have, and I love it because I love winning, and I don't really care at what cost or who. I want to fucking win. I want to win money. This week we're at the Valspar,
Tampa.
Kind of an off week.
Tampa.
Kind of an off week.
It's a big off week. Yeah, it is.
There's not a lot of namey guys here.
Well, it's in between. You just had the Arnold Palmer, which is an elevated event.
Yep.
You had the Players.
Yep.
Elevated, obviously.
Yes.
And now, yeah, just kind of a dead week here with the Valspar. Tough course. Snake pit. you know, Copperhead. Some big names, but I'm not picking any big names this week because I never want to.
Yeah, I know you don't. But you don't have to this week. The favorite is Justin Thomas at 11-1.
No, thank you.
And that's your favorite. That's still great odds, right? I'm not betting on Justin Thomas, mm-hmm. but that's the favorite at 11-1. So if you're out there, put $100 down, you win $1,100.
Don't do it on Justin Thomas.
I'm not betting on Justin Thomas, but some people might. But those odds are great for the favorite if you're into it. Who are you betting on this week?
All right, so we're going to start out 32-1. Justin Suh.
Okay.
He's been hanging around.
Yep.
He's been top 10 in a bunch of events. Really liking the way he's playing right now. Then we're going Alex Smalley.
Okay. He's been up there as well. He's been playing well.
But he's 80-1.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Sure is. Because he hasn't won yet, right?
No.
Right.
No. Duke's own, you know, kind of, I guess, you know, local adjacent. And then we got Tyler Duncan at 68-1. So those are my three winner plays. So Justin Suh, 32-1. Tyler Duncan, 68-1. Alex Smalley, 80-1. And then I have two matchup plays. We're going Jordan Spieth over Justin Thomas.
Okay.
Plus 102. And then we're going Brandon Wu over Wyndham Clark at plus 113.
Woo! I wish we still had it. Mm-hmm. I wish we still had it so we could play it.
And then bonus pick. Uh-huh. It's not on the card, but we have a live event this week.
Oh, no shit. Okay. Who do you got there?
In Tucson.
Ah.
We're going Sebastian Munoz.
Wow.
40-1.
All right.
Yeah.
I like that.
We're just giving out one live pick.
That's it. Just one live pick for you. Okay. I'll do one here in a sec. Look, I like your picks, by the way, this week, because a lot of these guys have been playing well. They've been hovering around the leaderboard on certain days, and then they'll kind of disappear. None of them have broken through, but you're also not playing against the best fields here this week. Top two guys are Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth this week.
Sam Burns going for the three-peat, by the way.
Sam Burns going for the three-peat. I don't know that it's happened. Has anybody ever three-peated in an event?
Yeah, I think Stu Sink's done the John Deere three times in a row.
Okay.
I could be wrong on that, but
all right.
It's happened, but it's very rare.
All right.
But yeah, going for the three-peat of the Valspars, won the last two. Paul Casey, this is actually a tournament where I think back-to-back, Paul Casey won this twice in a row, and now Sam Burns won it twice in a row.
Strange. So I'm going to go with some familiar names that I've liked throughout the last couple years here that are in this, who've been playing well, but they haven't won this year. I'm going to stick with Keegan Bradley again. Mm-hmm. 25-1 on him.
Keegan won the Zozo back
in
the fall.
He's got to fucking win one of these goddamn things.
He's already won.
That does not count. That does not count. Nobody watched that. Nobody knows what it is.
The Zozo?
Didn't exist.
Biggest tournament of the... No.
Didn't exist.
It was fine.
Keegan Bradley at 25-1. Another guy that I've been following who's just hovering around that leaderboard every single week is Adam Hadwin at 28-1. I'm going to take him
the
as
Canadian.
Well. Yeah. One of these is going to break through. And last but not least... I'm going to go Davis Riley. I picked him a couple times last year. Davis Riley's at 35-1.
Lost in a playoff last year to Sam Burns.
Sure did. Sure
I think it was on Davis did. Riley last year here. Yeah. And he pumped 1-0-B and that kind of, you know,
I had
made
him,
me fall
I had
off
him
on
couple,
Davis Riley.
I had a couple of Davis Riley picks last year. So I'm going to stick to that. Any first round leaders?
First round leader. Actually, I'm going to go. I don't have him on the card, but I'll just throw it out there.
Yeah.
And I'll probably hit. I'm going to go Dylan Wu, not Brandon Wu. I have Brandon Wu in
Is
the
that
matchup.
His brother?
Not his brother.
Okay.
But Dylan Wu, also spelled W-U. First round leader. I think it's over 100-1. So
okay.
Maybe sprinkle that.
Yeah, I'll sprinkle it. I'm gonna. I've lost money on this guy all year. I've picked him two times, first round leader.
Tommy?
You're
just gonna keep,
Tommy Flew. I'm gonna
you
keep doing
quit,
it.
You can't quit Tommy.
I can't because I feel like he should win one of these fucking tournaments.
He's a popular pick right now to win this tournament all around the interwebs.
I refuse to pick him to win.
Because he can't win on American soil. He's
yes.
never done it.
Victor Hovland. I'm not doing it anymore. So I get off these guys and I'm just like, dude, I'm all done with you. I'll pick him on a first round, but that's it. I can't pick him to win anymore. He just doesn't fucking show up on Sunday. It's strange, man. He'll show up. Scratch that. He'll show up, if he's way behind, yeah, he'll shoot like seven under.
Door, top
like,
10.
Right, sweet, yeah. Dude. But he's not close to winning these goddamn
Which would
things.
Be sick if we had top 10s and top 20s still.
We don't.
We don't, though.
We don't. Haven't gotten to the bottom of that, by the way. I'm looking at it now. So here's how they've changed it. And this is a lot of sports books, not just ours here. Mm-hmm. But let's look at the PGA Tour odds. So they got PGA round matchups, tournament matchups, group betting. What is group betting for PGA?
So it'll be like a group of three or four guys, and you just pick somebody to win amongst those four. So it's matchups, but between with a bigger group.
Okay.
So it's like if you take Jordan Spieth to beat Justin Thomas and Tommy Fleetwood and another guy, right? Like Sam Burns. So it's like you pick him. As long as he finishes above those three guys, you win your bet.
PGA to make the cuts is on here. Now, that one I understand. Mm-hmm.
But they don't offer a whole lot. They don't offer like everybody, right?
They'll just...
Some random weirdo on my bookie.
Yeah.
They'll be like, will Martin Trainer make the cut?
Right. But what is PGA three balls?
Same thing. Instead of four people, it'll be three people.
Is that for the entire tournament or just for the
round? Entire tournament, okay. Yeah.
Gotcha. First round leader, I always bet on that. PGA top player by region, that's been there before. Mm-hmm. But yeah, top 10s and top 20s, not real sure why. I think I'm dead serious. I know I've said this in the past, but I think because golf gambling is starting to get popular, there's more and more people popping up with podcasts or picks and things like that. And they've done a pretty good job of it. So
yeah,
we'll see.
If you can, if it ever pops up, just start throwing mine in top 20s and top 10s.
Yeah, for sure. But other than that, kids, we'll try to stay on this hot streak. It's been great. Man, there was one guy I wanted to pick and I just didn't do it. I've picked him a couple times and I just left him off the card. I didn't want to say it cause I don't want to jinx it. You know, I don't.
For the Masters?
No, for this one.
You want somebody to win, but you're not going to say it?
There's a guy that I was going to pick, but he's let me down so many times at this point. I'm just like, I'm going to stop picking this guy.
Jordan?
No, Denny McCarthy. I just can't do it anymore.
Because you think he's a NASCAR racer.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He has a NASCAR racing name. So, yeah. But
he's one of the best putters in the world. He just,
That was the one I struggled with late last night, and I was just like, I'm not doing it. I'm not fucking doing it today. He's let me down too many times.
So, he'll, of course, win, right?
Well,
that's how this works.
Recap it. Let us know who you're taking here.
We're going Justin Suh, Tyler Duncan, Alex Smalley, Brandon Wu over Wyndham Clark, Jordan Spieth over Justin Thomas. That's for the card. And then the live pick is Sebastian Munoz at 40-1. And of course, we have Dylan Wu as the first round leader for the Valspar. And that's like 120-1.
Okay.
But I don't know.
All right. Let me look at the live real quick here. I'll throw a live pick in.
Yeah, just do it live. Fire from the hip.
Yeah, I will. Are they all playing?
In Tucson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's mandatory, right?
Yeah, no, they don't really have choices with whether or not they can play.
I don't think humans should have any choices, so that's fine. Look at that, dude. All right, this is a stacked field.
Plus, who knows how many events they have left.
I'm going to go just because you said it. Because
it's going to go under.
I love him. Just because you said it and I love him. He's not...
DJ?
Yeah, I'm going to go DJ. I'm going to go DJ this week. Because he's gearing up for the Masters. I think... One of these live guys is going to win a major this year.
Oh, so you think Cam Smith's going to win the Masters?
I do.
Yeah, you do.
I do. I think he's pissed. I think he's really pissed
about
off
the players.
About the yes.
Yeah.
When I saw that sign that a listener sent in to me, I was like, "Oh shit, this is personal now."
That'd be hilarious if he won the Masters. Like it would just be and does like double birds to the PGA Tour. Even though he's going to have to eventually go back to the PGA Tour, they're going to have to figure this out because Liv's not going to. It's not long for this world.
I'm not sure either way, but what I am sure of is the PGA now can't go back down on these purses.
No.
Because they would fucking rage. So
right. So and they're going to have to figure out some type of way to bring back DJ and Cam and make sure it doesn't piss anyone off. Because Liv's going to, with it, Liv will not be around by next year.
Not sure.
But I can tell you with confidence it will not be around by next year.
Here's what could happen though. If you get one of these guys to win a couple majors this year,
doesn't change that no one's watching their product.
Maybe. We'll see. And I think out of this list, because I'm looking at the live list right here, out of guys that could actually do it, in my opinion, And this is a totally separate reason than how good they are.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Smith and Dustin Johnson, those guys, there is a look in their eyes like they want to fucking kill people.
They still got a game, yeah.
Yes.
Everyone else is kind of washed.
Look, Joaquin Niemann's pretty goddamn good.
Niemann, I just don't trust Niemann in like a major.
Patrick Reed obviously won it a couple years ago. I was there. Boy, I was not stoked that he won.
Right.
But
We need these guys back though. They're villains, right?
Like Chucky Three Sticks.
We need some villains. Charles Howell III is not going to win a major ever.
Chucky Three Sticks, dude. What if he did? God, that'd be great. Kapka, that's a mental thing. I don't think he's ever going
to
win.
Kapka needs to get rid of Jenna. Yeah, probably.
I don't think he'll ever win again. Well, I really don't.
He broke it down in tears after winning a live event last year.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if...
I don't think he'll ever win.
I don't
win
know if he's got the mental
big,
toughness
I don't think
to win
so
a major
either.
Again, but we'll see.
After watching that Netflix doc, I was like, oh, shit. That guy's done.
He's all on his head.
Yeah. And it's all about that fucking girl, dude. So, yeah. But I'll go Dustin Johnson just because he's gearing up for the Masters. This will probably be his last tournament before the Masters,
and then
right?
we got... No, well, yes. Yeah. Because next week's Dell Match Play.
Yeah.
Which he can't participate in.
No, he can't play in. So let me ask you this. Do these guys go to the Masters and start training now?
Will they get to Augusta like 2 weeks early? I don't know if they'll allow that or what the schedule is.
Watching the Netflix doc, a few of the guys flew over to the Masters and played in between tournaments. So.
I'm sure they'll get a few rounds in here and there. So I would say Cam Smith, Dustin Johnson. I think they're going to be geared up. I think they show up. They'll probably be top 10 for the Masters, both of them.
Yeah. I agree. But yeah, I like Cam Smith in particular. I think he's pissed. He's pissed off for the Masters.
Yeah.
No, I'll be curious to see what those odds are when they come out. Yeah.
For early odds, I was looking. Cam's like 15-1, maybe like 12-1. He's up there.
Really?
He's one of the favorites.
For me, it's hard because you just don't have as much playing time as the rest of these guys, you know?
Yeah, it is odd.
Yeah. That's a high
like they're
number.
Not playing competitive golf, really. Right? They're playing exhibition golf.
I mean, that's a high number. So, shit, I'm surprised by that. Actually, I thought it would be in the 20s or 30s for that. Well, either way, we'll find out. Bet with us or against us on mybookie.com for now. It's still called Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see. If I win this week, though, might have to change the fucking name.
We'll change. All right, if Hadwin or any of your other picks hit.
Hadwin, Bradley, and Riley. Davis Riley is who I got.
If one of those hit, we'll change the name next week.
Perfect. I'm all in.
Yeah.
I'm all in. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.